The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us from around the planet. Thank you also for making us number 9 in the world with regards to political, social, conservative commentary. We appreciate that. Today, a special guest, a gentleman that I've supported for last couple of years since I was thrust into this endeavor, and he and his employees are always, I tell you this, I always meet Mike and his employees in prayer every day, the way that the cancel culture, the woke culture has attempted to excommunicate them and censor them and shove them off of the radar has not worked. And I tell you what, you go to MyPillow and get some products. Don't forget promo code Billings over there, ladies and gentlemen. Help a guy out and support Mike and his employees. Mike Lindell, welcome back to our program.
Well, thanks for having me back on.
Listen, Mike, I want to talk about a summit that you have coming up, the Moment of Truth Summit in Springfield, Missouri. But of course, we have to address, I think, the ridiculousness of yesterday. Tell me your thoughts on that. What you think from your perspective, and what's really going on here, Mike, in your opinion?
Well, there's two things going on. One is they're trying to keep attacking with the January 6th charade. It's all about, was the election stolen or not? Of course it was stolen. They want to get by they want to push this beyond 2022 and keep these machines, these electronic voting machines, and which over 54 countries have already been taken by these machines. But their attack on our great president, Donald Trump, there's another bit too. Okay, let's not get him to run. They're afraid he's going to run again. And what they've done, though, I want everybody to, I always look at the positive of things, you know, no matter how bad it looks on the outside. By them attacking and did what they did yesterday, I've had hundreds of text messages, okay? A lot of them from people, I would say, on the left. They're definitely Democrats, but now they've come to the middle over the past few months. And they're over there saying, this is enough, this is ridiculous. This is like beyond anything you ever see. We're not a lawless country, but we are right now. This is a lawless, they weaponized the FBI. This is disgusting. It's happened before. You didn't hear about this before, but it's happened with at least 4 families in Colorado and two in other states where the FBI has bashed in the doors, not arrested anyone, just acted like they're looking for something. In that case, it was Dominion Machines images. And this has been going on for a year and a half.
Well, you're no stranger to this either. It's happened to you yourself, Mike. I mean,
it happens all the time, but I've become immune to it. I mean, it's just like, every time it happens to me, it's a way for me to get the word out. This has been the biggest thing. We've already had all the pieces to the evidence we've had just in the last 3 months in these primaries. They just keep stealing. It's like a blessing. You know, there was a primary down in Georgia on May 24th, 3 Democrats. And this nice lady and her husband wake up in the morning and they have 0 votes in their own precinct. They go, honey, didn't you vote for me? And, you know, they should have gave him at least 2 and they wouldn't have had a leg to stand on. They would have said, I'm sorry, you don't have any friends other than your husband. So here's what happened. Old crooked Brad Raffensperger, he comes over, he says, wow, we should have gave him at least some votes. They open up the machines. What a concept. Open up the voting machine. 2-day audit, everybody. 2 days, they look at it, they come back, and they go, we found 3,762 votes. You now are in first place. She went from third to first. 2 counties over, they found another lady got 1,652 votes. That's not unusual, except for she wasn't running for the office. So they used her name. I mean, and then Brad Raffensperger said, it's a programming error. Everybody, this is all charade to put fear into people and to put fear into everyone. And all it's done is united our country. When they attack our great president, it unites everyone. And I'm talking about liberals, progressive, Democrats, Republicans. Everybody knows this all manifested from 2020.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I commented on it last night and I said they have, you know, there's a paradox and perhaps an irony in all of this. In the ridiculousness of this raid, what they've done is they've solidified the support in this country for President Trump. And although I don't hold Elon Musk up as any kind of a poster child for conservative thought or principles. I do like what he said a couple of months ago, because I think it echoes what multiple millions of people are now saying. And that is, for the first time in my life, I'm going to vote Republican.
Right, right.
And
here's the thing, which when you say Republican, for me,
we have to be careful. Conservatives.
I'm going to vote common sense, because what's happening is the Republican Party is turning into a common sense party. Because of all these candidates, a lot of them, they haven't been able to steal them in the primary. A lot of them did steal. You go up to Colorado, Tina Peters, Ron Hanks. You go to Georgia, they stole from Jody Heights. We know this. We have them dead to right. We've caught them, and they're caught. But everyone said, well, what are you going to do about it, Mike? What are we going to do with all this evidence? Well, we're going to have the summit. It's called the Moment of Truth Summit. This is the most important event in our lifetime, for sure. I believe it could be historical ever. It changes everything, everybody. It's over. The only way this weekend fails is if it's not watched. And that's been the biggest suppression in our country. I've had to use the media on the left, the attacks that attack me every day. But I welcome them because at least I get the word out. You know, they can attack me. It's the Foxes and the Newsmaxes that don't even talk about the election. They don't even talk about, and people can't say, well, they don't want to talk about machines because they were sued. They didn't want to talk about 2,000 meals and there were no machines in there.
Yep,
they're lying to you, everybody.
Right.
Newsmax and Fox are lying.
The Moment of Truth Summit in Springfield, Missouri, August 20th and 21st, Mike. There's a historic. Give us the Reader's Digest version of what's the format. What will we learn? Can you give us a trailer, sneak peek of what's going to happen?
Tell everybody. By the way, it's invite only. Yep. You should have got your invite there.
I did. I will see you there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And we've invited about 1,500 people are coming. These are current politicians. These are influencers, grassroots. It's a mixture, but we were very, it was invite only. I didn't want it to happen. At the Cyber Symposium, there was a lot of warfare that went on there. We had a lot of bad media there, a lot of people trying to destroy what was going on. So I'm sorry, you bad media out there. You don't get to come this time, you know. But here's what it's going to be. 9 a.m., starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, August 20th, I open with 2 hours of how we got here through my eyes. Okay. This is going to be like a flashback going back to November 3rd, stuff you probably missed back then, that people missed what really happened back then. And why didn't judges look at all the evidence? Right? Did judges really look? No judge looked at the evidence. Zero. They were afraid. Okay, this is what we're gonna do, this flashback, and show you here's what really happened back then and what got us to where we're at now. Now, then at 11:30, somewhere in there, there's no breaks, by the way, everybody. When you'll be there, you get to eat. It's to eat all day long. We have food, a lot of good food.
Good. Okay.
But then when I'm done speaking at 11:30, now the states get up there in alphabetical order. So if you're looking for your state, if you're Wyoming, it's going to be towards the 6:30 hour later in the day. Obviously, if you're Alaska, it's going to be almost immediately on all the A's. But alphabetical order, each state is going to be up there. And here's what they're going to be talking about. They're going to tell their current footprint. What I mean by that is what's going on in their state, lawsuits to fight the machines, to get rid of them. What has happened in their current primaries, if there's something that happened. And who their blockers are, very key. Like if I was doing Wisconsin, the biggest blocker in Wisconsin is Robin Voss. These will be reported so the public will know what's going on in every state. And every single state will be able to, it's kind of like, here's our problems, but here's our hope, okay?
Right.
That goes on all day till about 6:30. At 6:30, we are gonna have about a half hour to talk about the movie. It's called Selection Code. It's by Lara Logan. In this movie, I financed it. It's been in the works for 7 months. I am putting it out to the world for free. I want everybody to see this. So that's going to air from 7 to 8:30.
Okay.
I'm going to come back on for the last half hour on Saturday and do the biggest sales pitch in history to get people to watch on Sunday. I'm telling you, everybody, the biggest call to action this country's ever seen. We have to have the viewers on Sunday. So on Sunday comes, and we have about an hour and a half of speakers of worship, basically. We're going to have even a couple of speakers, pastors, that are telling you this from a biblical point of view, where we're at right now. You know, this has been a battle of good and evil, a spiritual battle of biblical proportions, historical. Yep. They're going to talk about that. At approximately 11 o'clock, we start the trial of the machines. It goes 11 to 7 at night. And if you don't, if you miss this, then, you know, don't complain later on, because anybody that sees this is going, it's historical, everybody. You're going to see this, and our audience, that they have to spread the word everywhere. We have to have millions upon millions of people watch this. Enough is enough. We can't have the media and everything suppressing everything. The last 2 hours, everybody, is going to be a call to action of every state, of every, what you can do at home, what everybody can do, and also what we're doing. It's going to shock the world. That day will shock the world and beyond anything they've ever seen. And let me tell you, I want to tell you, my audience, the audience we really have to focus on, if you know a judge, judges have families, they have children, grandchildren, neighbors, friends, they're just like all of us. But you know what? The judges are going to save this country. The government's let us down. They weaponized the FBI, as we've all seen. They've legislatures, they've let us down. And the judges are our last line of defense. We have become a lawless nation. And these judges are going to be courageous this time around. They are going to be courageous. There's over 80-some lawsuits going on right now in this country, mostly to, you know, either to get rid of the machines or get our elections. We have to get our elections back. We have to.
Amen, Mike. Amen. The Moment of Truth Summit, ladies and gentlemen, August 20th and 21st, be live streamed on Frank's Speech, Mike.
Yep, live stream on Frank's Speech starting the morning of a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It goes all the way through. We go 9 to 9, flip us on head. It'll end on Monday morning at 9 a.m. It's a 48-hour live stream, but both days there's 12 hours of content. Everyone out there, if you go right now, you can go to Frank's Speech now. We have videos you can share, teasers for the event to get out there. Everything is there. This is we are at an apex in history. All the hard work, everything that everybody has done, millions of people in this country that went out there, from some guy just going and doing some canvassing to some guys putting in their own lawsuits. Everybody that's done anything, people just praying even, everything comes down to these 2 days. All the pieces are there. We need one more piece of help, and that's everybody getting everybody to watch it. No more would anyone able to say, that's a conspiracy theory. That's this and that's right. It. And you know what stops in the sand? All this nonsense about January 6th, the big charade. Oh, yeah, there was, you know, this big thing. You know, I want to say one more thing, too, which people don't realize. The FBI did an investigation right after January 6th. On June 26th of 2021, they came out with their report, and here's what it said. There is no collusion between Donald Trump or any of his supporters for January 6th. They did it to clear themselves too. End of story. That should have been it. Done deal. But no, they got this big charade, and now this raid, it's disgusting. Our country, we need to save our country, and we need everybody's help to watch those 2 days.
We will get there, Mike. We will get there. I have said, look, we are in one heck of a nightmare. I don't believe yet that America's on her deathbed, but we could be close if we don't get our act together. I will broadcast this. I will advertise this. If you want live streaming partners, I'm at your service. Whatever we can do to help get this word out. Mike Lindell, I know your time is limited. I promised your faithful assistant, Caitlin, that I would keep it as close to 10 minutes as I could. So I appreciate your time. I will see you in Springfield, my friend. And as far as I'm concerned, the likes of you and General Flynn, you are refounders. You're reinventing. You're bringing back America. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And everybody, keep the faith, everybody. We're all in this. This is historical. It's the greatest time to be alive. We're going to look back and we're going to find out everything that happened had to happen just the way God intended to get to this great place we're going. And it's amazing. Download the app, for Frank Speech app now. Get that done so you can spread the word everywhere. So
we'll get
thanks.
It out,
we'll
Mike.
See you in Springfield.
You're welcome. God bless you. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.